Welcome to The Brief by Kuro House, your daily dose of marketing intelligence where we dive deep into the stories shaping the industry right now. Whether you're on your commute, prepping for your next pitch, or just looking to stay sharp, we've got you covered with the most compelling marketing stories from the last 24 hours. Let's get started. First up, let's talk about a truly innovative experiment at Cannes Lions this year. According to Adweek, they've teamed up with Code and Theory and 11 Labs to launch IR Waves, an AI-powered radio station that will broadcast live coverage of the festival from June 21st to 26. This isn't just another event recap, it's a continuous, curated audio stream powered by Stagwell's AI operating system, The Machine. What's fascinating is how IR Waves blends real-time news with sharp editorial perspective, making sure you're always in the loop, whether you're hustling between meetings or just soaking up the crisette. The programming is diverse. The morning read distills top headlines and social chatter. Signal versus noise helps you focus on what matters. Beach math dives into stats and award tallies. The quote that just landed unpacks the soundbites making waves. And the C&T read brings Code and Theory's thought leadership into the mix. There's even, the last thing, a segment for the weird or unusual. You can listen at i.rwaves.ai or catch it on Spotify and other streaming platforms. It's a bold move to cut through the festival noise and deliver Cannes insights in real time. Moving to the world of online resale, ThredUp is shaking up its business model in a way that puts it head-to-head with Poshmark. As reported by Adweek, ThredUp, which has traditionally operated as a managed marketplace for second-hand clothing, where sellers mail in bags of clothes to be sorted, photographed, and listed by ThredUp staff, has now launched a peer-to-peer selling feature. This is a big pivot. Until now, platforms like Poshmark, Depop, and eBay dominated the peer-to-peer space, letting users list and sell directly to one another. ThredUp's new feature aims to attract more high-value items by giving sellers more control and immediacy over their listings. For sellers, this means a faster, potentially more lucrative way to move the best pieces, while buyers get a broader, fresher selection. For ThredUp, it's a direct play for market share and relevance in the rapidly evolving resale economy. Next, let's look at how Babylist is expanding beyond its roots as a baby registry. In a piece from Adweek, we learn that Jill Kress, the new chief marketing officer, is already making waves just weeks into her tenure. She's steering Babylist, which boasts 10 million users, including more than half of America's first-time parents, into new territory with a trio of brand extensions. These include two podcasts, Birth with Babylist and Family Money, plus a new platform called Babylist Money. The latter is particularly timely. A recent survey found that 52% of Americans don't know what a 529 plan is, a tax-advantaged savings account for college. Kress sees this knowledge gap as an opportunity to demystify financial planning for families, offering tools and content to help parents navigate everything from opening a 529 plan to managing other savings vehicles. It's a smart, mission-driven expansion that positions Babylist as more than just a registry. It's becoming a trusted partner for parents at every stage. Shifting gears to sports marketing, Adweek's latest AdSpeak podcast features Steve Coonan, CEO of the Atlanta Hawks and State Farm Arena, sharing his blueprint for turning a sports franchise into a cultural institution. Coonan explains that while most teams sell hope for the future or bank on sustained success, the Hawks built a third business pillar, game experience. By making every game a cultural and entertainment event, regardless of whether the team is winning, they've created loyalty that endures. The Hawks have topped the NBA's game experience rankings for 7 straight years, with strong attendance and engagement even when on-court performance lags. Coonan also highlights their content strategy. A single creative asset, like a 24-hour Twitch livestream, can be spun into 145 pieces of platform-native content, generating over 1 million views and leading the NBA's social rankings. The Hawks marketing team is empowered to take risks, Campaigns like their OnlyFans parody and Ashley Madison promotion generated tens of millions of views because the team could act quickly without endless approval cycles. Coonan also emphasizes the power of focus. Rather than trying to appeal to everyone, the Hawks doubled down on building deep connections with Atlanta's local communities and younger fans, resulting in one of the NBA's youngest and most engaged fan bases. Finally, let's talk about the future of brand building in the age of AI. On Adweek's Brave Commerce podcast, Stefan Kovacevic, Nestlé's global retail media and digital shelf lead, discusses how AI is fundamentally changing the way consumers discover, evaluate, and buy products. Kovacevic introduces the concepts of human equity and machine equity, arguing that brands must win trust from both people and AI algorithms to succeed. As AI-driven recommendation systems become more influential in the path to purchase, operational excellence, traditionally a supply chain concern, now directly impacts brand perception and performance. But as more routine purchases become automated, emotional connections will be the differentiator. In essence, the future of brand equity will hinge on a brand's ability to appeal to both human emotion and machine logic. Marketers will need to rethink how they build trust, create differentiation, and maintain relevance in a world where AI is an active participant in every buying journey. That's it for today's brief. From AI-powered radio at Cannes to the evolving worlds of resale, parenting, sports, and brand building, it's clear that the marketing landscape is changing fast, and those who innovate, focus, and truly connect will lead the way. Thanks for listening, and remember, staying curious is the best way to stay ahead. Catch you tomorrow.